Hold on tight for the next hour. You're entering into a place, a zone called the alternative to the alternative media. It's a special place where even truth seekers fear to tread.
All right, people, let's move like we've got a purpose.
Affirmative.
Okay, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, people of all races, colors, and creeds, that means you. That is, if you're still a human being after all these spike protein vampire shots. Greg Anthony here on First Amendment Radio, and I always like to remind you, we are the greatest show on earth. And you know why? Why, Greg? Because we're better. We're better than, playing hide-and-seek with President Biden in the White House. I heard the other day, now, I can't verify this story, but what stories are verified anymore in the press? They just make them up. But anyway, I heard Joe Biden likes to play hide-and-seek, and the other day he was getting ready for some kind of meeting that he has, and he told his handlers, and he's in his jockey shorts, I got to go to the bathroom. So, as the story is told, he disappeared. And everybody was in a frenzy. He's got a meeting in 10 minutes. We better find the president, or we better find that idiot Joe. Where could he be? And then somebody yelled out, hey, he's in the White House lawn, right in the back there. And the press are starting to converge on him, and he's taking a leak on a tree in his jockey shorts. Oh, no. That never made the newspapers. And I wonder why. Guess what I heard? So Biden's out there taking a leak on a tree in the White House lawn, and the press are there, and they basically should have taken a picture, at least of him from the back, and told the American public, you got an idiot running this country. But instead, I heard from some secret sources that they all decided to take their pants down and take a pee with him. God, what kind of world do we live in? But we are better. That's why we're the greatest show on earth, because we're better than playing hide-and-seek with President Biden. And on a serious note, you know why they've got this? There's either two reasons here that we got such a clown in the White House. You can say that about every president. Everybody does. But this one is kind of interesting. He can't speak. And the other day, I don't know if this was Photoshopped or not. They always do this, you know. They can cover their butts. Well, he did have a meeting after he put his pants on over his jockey shorts. And they gave him a cheat sheet. And, you know, normally in a cheat sheet, it's pretty sensitive material, you know, like, Joe, you know, if you don't understand what a nuclear bomb is, here's the definition. But this one was even more standard. It said basically this. It had a little card, and they showed the card, and it said, walk into the Roosevelt room. Take your seat in the Roosevelt room. Basically then, say hello to everybody, and then ask a question to this particular person who's on the web. Stay there for 5 minutes and then leave. I mean, they got to tell the guy to sit down. Well, the idea behind, there's two things going on here. Either Biden is a great actor, and he's kind of like Dustin Hoffman in The Rain Man, or they put him in there to show how inept America has become, demoralize the people. The people around the world are going, wow, if there are leaders like this, what are the people like? And so those are the only two options. And you know why? That's why we're the greatest show on earth, because we explain it to you. Greg Anthony here, and guess what? It's my third week back. I didn't think I'd make it, but here I am on Tuesday, and I'm here every Tuesday and Friday. Slow down, Greg. You're not in a hurry. It's not a race. You've just got an hour to go. Don't rush it. Savor it. Enjoy it. And I'll tell you why I'm doing that. Because I learned something last night in the most, kind of, in a way when you never think you're going to learn anything, you know. But anyway, let me tell you. Third week back here on First Amendment Radio, every Tuesday, Friday, noon. So, you know, if you want to have some fun, talk about serious things in kind of a lighthearted manner. Because, you know, what the hell else we got? Think about it. You know, think about this. Tragedy plus time, right, equals comedy. You know, they always say, well, don't make any jokes after 9/11 until, you know, the dust settles at least. But that's 21 years ago, 22 years ago, whatever. But anyway, tragedy plus time equals comedy. When it's related to COVID, it took me 1 second to start telling the jokes, because what a joke this has been on the American people, and it took me 1 second to figure that out. Not because I'm intelligent, it's just because I've never believed a word that anything they say out of Washington or in the Vatican. And that was my religion I was born into. So it's not intelligence, it's basically street sense. So anyway, tragedy plus time equals comedy, and you get a little bit of that thrown in here. But serious stuff we do deal with. And one of the things not as bad as last time. I get a shock. Something, I don't know whether it's a microwave weapon or what, but they shock me if I don't read, and it's coming up now on my computer. And let me read it to you. This is the Chinese United States of America Society of Propaganda, and you cannot keep doing what you're doing unless you read the Chinese United States of America Pledge of Allegiance, and then we'll let you talk on as much as you want. So basically, I got it here. They change it all the time. You know, they send me a different one every time. So I memorized, by the time I was 4 years old, the American, the United States National Anthem, and I also memorized a lot of things like the Hail Mary, Our Father, Act of Contrition, stuff like that. I mean, I had to memorize, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, my last confession was. Boy, I even lied about that. You know, well, they lie, I lie. But anyway, I told them mostly the truth. Same thing, I had a script, like Biden had when he went to his last meeting. You know, it says I disobeyed my parents 3 times. I said the word screw you to the teacher twice. And as Mark Twain said, never let school stand in the way of your education. So, here we are. Biden and they reminded me. Another shock. Boy, they know how to do that stuff. I heard they can, like, use that microwave weaponry through steel walls and stuff, so we're in trouble. But anyway, I have to read it. I pledge allegiance to the Chinese United States of America and the COVID virus Dracula people like Anthony Fauci, for which it stands, one world under complete lockdown forever with a monkeypox and also another serious, serious problem coming up. And also, under our rules, we're cutting down the population by, 100%, they say. That can't be true. There'd be nobody left. I pledge allegiance. I pledge. That's it. They forgot the last part, but that's all I have to read. So you know that by now. I get shocked if I don't read their propaganda, or I can't be on the air, because people have asked me, how do you stay on the air? Well, that's the reason. I said, America, let's start here. I got a couple of really good things for you today, I hope. Let's start like this. I always said America was good for one thing, propaganda, advertising, and 2 things, war. You know, we've always been good warring nation. We know how to do that quite well. We've been in war, they tell me, and I did a research project on that, in between wars. There was no time between. There was World War II, then there was a Korean War, then they were piling them up there. That was Vietnam, all that stuff. So anyway, we've been a warring nation ever since our foundation. We've been at war all but 20 years. And what were they doing? And I want to live in those 20 years. So now we're in another one. And this one, they say, is going to be the big one, World War III. Well, bring it on. You know, I'm so tired of waiting. Bring it on. What the hell? It's got to be better than watching people running around in masks and going, I'm going to die tomorrow. And, oh, I told you what I wanted to learn, what I did learn yesterday in kind of a funny way, but a good way. You know, Buddhists always say live in the present, and I've heard that ever since I heard about Buddhism. I never seem to do it. I'm always thinking in the future, or I'm worried about the past. And so I get so confused about the present, I don't even know if I'm living in it. So yesterday, I decided, before I went to sleep, I turned on Netflix. I waste my time on the couch like every other American. And I watched, it was a 10-episode thing. I'd already watched 7 of them, like, I don't know, a year ago, and I let it go. Michael Jordan. And it went back to the Chicago Bulls and Jordan. And it said one thing that was really interesting, that people that knew him, and we're not going to get into, you know, everything about Michael Jordan. We always think the reason that he was so great was that his talent, you know, the way he could jump and, you know, amazing player, probably the best of all time. But somebody said, no, it wasn't that. Michael is always in the present. Always. He's always there in the present, no matter what. No matter what. And you watch him, and he was like that. He basically, I kind of started looking at him in that thing, and he was. And the person said this. He never worried about missing a shot because he was in the present. He hadn't missed it yet. So basically, think about that. Be in the present. That's why I'm trying to slow down. Don't worry about what's going to happen to you tomorrow. Don't worry about it. You're going to live and you're going to be in joy. Just live in the present. If you enjoy the present, no matter what they do to you. And somebody said, well, yeah, what if they put me on the stake and I'm dying? You know, and they're going to burn it just like they did Joan of Arc. Well, you know, we're not going to deal with that. So there's always exceptions to every rule, right? So live in the present. Greg, slow down. And I was talking about America, what we're good at, propaganda, advertising, and getting into wars. We're also good now at pandemics. You know, we're skilled at that. We're also, that's 30, we're also good at false flag incidents that concern mass shootings. Every other country in the world doesn't have any. We got like maybe one every now and then. We got like 100 every week. So anyway, people ask me, how did they try to vaccinate you with that propaganda? How'd they do it? And I said, oh, yeah. Don't you remember what I told you? I remember I was sitting doing the radio show, and I saw this drone over my house. And all of a sudden, I see them lowering something. I said, oh, no, they're going to kill me again like they tried to kill me in that terrorist attack in Rome when I was a journalist at the American newspaper. So they're lowering this thing. By the time I could see it, it was a replica of the Pillsbury Doughboy, maybe about a foot and a half high, big guy. Beautiful. I love the Pillsbury Doughboy. And he had a needle in his arm. This was a long time ago, you know, when this COVID thing started. And he then started talking. He said, hello, Greg. He could speak. You know, and he said, did you ever see me on TV? And I said, yeah, I saw you on TV many times when I was a child. He said, Greg, the best thing since sliced bread, and I can prove it because I'm the doughboy, is to take a vaccination, a COVID shot. And I said, oh, my God. What, can I turn this down from the Pillsbury Doughboy? And so I opened the window, and he had this big needle, and he was a mechanical guy. He could do it. He could actually stick it in my arm. So I shut the window. I ran out, if you remember, and I told you exactly what I did. And what did I do? I went to get my 12-gauge shotgun. And I aimed it at the Pillsbury Doughboy, right? And I said, I can't shoot that poor little guy. So I thought, I'm going to shoot the wire and catch him. So I shot the wire. He started to fall. I grabbed him. The needle fell to the ground, thank God. And I put him up on my shelf, and he's sitting up here right now. That was the first time. Well, to make a long story short, they waited about a week, and they came back with doing the same thing, the drone dropping something. And this was a replica about 2 feet tall, big Donald Trump doll, and he had a needle, and he was saying, get the shot, just like he did all through his presidency. You know, he's known for Operation Warp Speed. And I said, no, Donald. So I did the same thing, took out my 12-gauge. I can't shoot Donald Trump. So the doll. So I shot it. You know, I broke the wire, put him on my shelf. He's here. Well, I figured they were done, but boy, they did not quit. I'm telling you, they went all out. And guess what they did? They did the same thing. Drone. I said, oh, here they come again. Drone dropped the fake stuff, and it was a 3 feet high. This was huge. A donkey with Mother Mary and baby Jesus on it. They were playing Jesus with the needle in his hand. How could the baby hold it? I asked. Well, I did the same damn thing. I shot down the wire. Oh, boy. I shot down the wire, put them on my shelf. They're all here. 3 times they tried with their propaganda, and I did not fall for it. So the message, folks, is don't fall for their propaganda. You know, do not fall for their stupid propaganda that this is a good. Just read, you know. That's why they're telling we know why they're censoring everybody. If they weren't doing something terrible, they would let everybody speak. So that's a clue. And boy, I'll tell you, most people in this country think people who try to get to the bottom of this are bad. Oh, they're nothing but followers of that you-know-who, Dr. Dracula Fauci. And I got a pretty good article on that coming up. So we got through the propaganda stuff, tragedy, comedy. You know, I mean, it's an amazing story what's going on here. And what I wanted to mention was where I'm at. I'm in the present, right? So I got to get this out of the way. And we had a conversation a little bit with freedom fighter Slats Grobnik. And I'm at his replica Roman Colosseum in a Kansas cornfield that he built with his bare hands. If you go get some photos of the Colosseum in Rome, it's like that, but it's more up to date. It's got an elevator. I mean, this guy went all out. It's got sauna baths. I'm just here waiting for him. He's on his way from Ukraine. And the reason being is that his idea is to win against these people, we have to break the curse. It's specifically the Jesuit curse that's on the world, causing a genocide, mass extinctions, etc. And he needs to collect these trinkets. I'm sitting by this big 6-foot pot, cauldron. He comes back with these things. He's got the Pope's shoes. He's got the trinkets from somewhere in Washington. He's got Donald Trump's red tie. He's got Joe Biden's, you believe this? His bite, he has to wear something in his mouth so he doesn't cut his tongue off. He got that. I don't know how. And many other things to break this curse. Got a number of things from the Jesuit order. That's an interesting story. But he's got them all hidden away in a vault. And he's on his way back, and I'm waiting to see how he's going to do this. And supposedly what this is going to do is all of a sudden all these crazy leaders of ours, both in the clergy and in the 192 countries that are all led by, you know, world by these, how do you say it, the followers of these Satanists to kill everybody. They're going to march like zombies, you know, in that Walking Dead movie, all the way to his Colosseum, where they're going to be gladiators, and we are going to be the crowd that will fill the 150,000 seat Colosseum that he built. What an idea, you know. He's been trying to get to the truth ever since Mayor Daley in Chicago. So that's where I met him, my hometown. But anyway, so we got that, and on my way, I did stop over at the cow, you know, where the dead cows were, and I read to you what Nassau said about the dead cows. I mean, and in the second half hour, before I get to a few of my articles here, I want to read to you. I'm going to read to you what Nassau said happened. But there's been another story that came out today, and I saw the pictures. There's thousands of dead sheep in Idaho. So we got dead sheep in Idaho, dropping dead, mass extinctions, a mass extinction of cows. And NASA says it's due to the ozone layer being broken, and it's called a rift, and it creates mass extinctions. You know, I mean, this is getting to a point where if people believe this, you know, that old I'll sell you riverfront property or oceanfront property in Arizona is really, I'm going to start getting into the real estate business. if there's any not owned by Ted Turner and Bill Gates that you can buy. But anyway, so they got the dead cows, and I'll read to you that at the beginning of the second hour, and also the dead sheep. Wow. I mean, it's getting to a point where it's going to be all dead people all over the place, you know. Tragedy plus time, and that's hard to make into a joke, isn't it? So, anyway, why don't we spend, in the last few minutes here, I do this a lot. I have a wheel, and I call it the Wheel of Lies and the Wheel of Half-Lies. Now, the Wheel of Lies comes from stories from the mainstream. The Wheel of Half-Lies comes from mostly alternative media, but some stories you can't figure out. So I spin it, and here we go. I'm spinning the wheel. See, well, I'm in the alternative media, and let's see. Germany makes this one. I always read these, and I say, don't read it. It's not worth it. We know what's going to happen. Germany makes major announcement on army. They're going to build their army to fight in the Ukraine. And Biden says there's another pandemic on the way. And then there's an article right under that. Spin the wheel. Oh, really? This is the leader of the free world? Oh, boy, I have a cough. Let's see what this is. The leader of the free world is, oh, my God, Joe Biden. I hope you don't forget. I can't believe it. I can't even read. I'm laughing, looking at this picture. They got him under the tree. Somebody took it. Oh, boy, they're going to be in trouble with him in his Jackie shorts taking a pee. Remember, he was playing hide-and-seek at the White House, and he forgot where the bathroom was, so he went out to the tree in the East Lawn or North Lawn or wherever they are. So anyway, you got Biden over there, and you always find interesting stories when you spin this wheel. Oh, man. Then you go, let me just do it here. I did it again. Wait. Energy wars heat up even more. I don't want to read that. Biden forces Russia to retake all of Ukraine. You know, this Ukraine thing, man, you gotta love it, right? Pretext of World War III, right? Well, come on. Have you told me yet to hide under my desk like Khrushchev did back when I was a kid? And now we got Putin doing the same thing. You know, he's saying, I've got the Satan number 2 nuclear weapon I'm going to use on everybody. And so now we have what? World War III? Come on, bring it on. And, you know, war's always fought on two fronts, right? So we have China out in the West. You know, Russia, what if they got together and just smashed into America? Huh, be interesting. I'm ready, though. You know, I said it's Chinese United States of America. I'm reading their national anthem. I guess they're going to put me in the, what do they call that, the leadership. How are they going to run the country if it's half China, half America? I wonder how that's going to work. Is it going to be like what's happening with Roe v. Wade, where we got half the states legal abortion, the other half are abortion, you know, the havens? I don't know. You know, they always play this Hegelian dialectic. They divide and conquer. And just one note on Roe v. Wade. It's really hard to legislate morality. Very difficult. And people have been trying to do it in a fair way for years, and it usually turns out a mess. So think about that. Legislating morality. Roe boils down to one question. When do you think you're human? Just ask yourself that. I mean, don't think about other people, because you can say, well, you're not a human until you get out of the womb. Oh, really? How about you? If you were like 1 inch big and your mom just conceived, had you, you know, in your stomach, if that was ended, you wouldn't be here. So I think it begins quite early. In my case, I wouldn't be here if they decided to get rid of me when I was like a day old, a minute old. Think about it. Back in 3 minutes. On the greatest show on earth.
The book of Revelation says, the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. This is at the very heart of FirstAmendmentRadio.com. In that spirit, we have created the Prophecy Reality News app for all of your mobile devices, streaming First Amendment Radio 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, available for your Apple, Android device, and smartphone absolutely free. Get the Prophecy Reality News app installed today so you can listen to First Amendment Radio wherever you are. The Prophecy Reality News app. Get it now.
Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org. When it comes to prophecy today, much of the evangelical Christian world has their eyes on Israel, waiting and watching to see when the third temple will begin to be built. The plans are drawn. The Jewish people are eager. Most evangelical Christians today believe that the rapture will happen before the third temple is built. Hi, I'm Michael Eugene. I was taught that Daniel's 70th week was in the future. Is that really what the Bible teaches? Have we searched the scriptures and found this to be true? Why is it so important for a reestablished Israel to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Is it necessary to build a temple on the same location already occupied by the Dome of the Rock? Is it necessary for sacrifices to take place in the temple on Temple Mount? Is there really a rapture followed by 7 years of tribulation? What is the New Testament temple? Can we identify history and prophecy? Who is the first beast in Revelation chapter 13? Who are the seven kings in Revelation 17? I have asked all these questions, and I have found Nicholas Arthur's new book, When the Third Temple is Built, answers all these questions and more using Scripture to interpret Scripture. The Bible says that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. Nicholas shows us in his new book, When the Third Temple is Built, how the Bible interprets prophecy and not man's private interpretation. Visit crosstheborder.org, C-R-O-S-S, crosstheborder.org, to get your print, EPUB, or PDF version of Nicholas Arthur's new book titled When the Third Temple is Built. That's crosstheborder.org.
The following program is labeled dangerous and off limits by the Supreme Jesuit Command. But stand tall, people. Listen up, and you may just learn something.
Dear Lord Jesus, this ain't happening, man. This can't be happening, man. This ain't happening.
All right, folks, we're back for the second half hour of the Greg Anthony Show, the greatest show on earth, yes, here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com. And let me see, I always have to check in with the Chinese United States of America Bureau of Censorship and Propaganda, and at every show I have to do it twice. Is there anything I have to do to get this half hour on the air? And I asked them that at that three-minute break I had, and they said, yes, you must denounce and say that the COVID vaccinations are needed for all. I denounce. And then I wondered, you know, they've done this before. And if I don't denounce, they really will shock me, and I can't broadcast. So I denounce. So why do they do that? Because right after that, I start denouncing them. And I figured, why? Because they confuse. See, they can say, well, he denounced it. They do the same thing with their articles. They denounce it, and then they denounce it. Or they agree with it, and then they denounce it. For example, I think Tesla is a good example. You know, Tesla, people admire him. There's a possibility he worked for the other side. I can't be proved, but listen what happened. Tesla is given all of this technology that creates electric all over the world using the Earth's magnetic field and electromagnetism, etc. And he does it. But then they say they steal it, and he is denounced. So they do something, then they denounce it. So did they know something? Was this kind of what the ancient world was really like before that? They already had this. Instead of what was called the, what was it, Dark Ages. It was the Light Ages, the most beautiful period. And I always ask, where do all these buildings come from that are so ornate? And then you look at some pictures that were taken in the 1800s when camera was first invented, and there were dirt roads. I mean, it doesn't make sense, but does the world make any sense? No. All right, I just wanted to bring that up. So we're back on the Greg Anthony Show, and I told you I'm in the replica Roman Colosseum in a Kansas cornfield, explained what that is. Beautiful place. I feel like I'm in Italy again. But anyway, I had to stop and see about those dead cows because they're in Kansas. And I did do the interview last show with the Nassau representative, what was his name, Lucius Allen, I think, who told us, why these cows died. Okay. And so I got an article, he verified it, he put it on a couple websites with a guy named Mike Adams. Some people like him, some people don't. And so let me read what he told me. And this is explaining the dead cows in Kansas, and I guess this applies to the dead sheep that was that came up. I saw the pictures this morning. Thousands of dead sheep in Idaho. Not sure the exact number. But here's what the Nassau representative said. And if you believe this, ask yourself one question. What do you believe more? Me being in the replica Roman Colosseum in a Kansas cornfield, or this explanation of why these cows died? Here we go. The mysterious cattle deaths that took place over the weekend in Kansas, now rumored to exceed 10,000 head of cattle, have defied traditional explanations. As the magnetosphere weakens, combined with ozone layer depletion, natural forces can cause rifts or gaping holes in the shield that normally protects Earth from UV rays emanating from the sun. The flipping of the magnetic north and south poles. Oh, really? Let me give them the... Here's where I go wrong. There is no flipping. There is... The south pole is... there's only a north pole in the middle of this whole flat place. Let's just think about that. Results in the magnetosphere. And this process, the weakening of this magnetosphere, and this process is already underway on a planetary scale right now. Oh, really? The mass deaths of cattle could be one of the first warning signs that the magnetosphere is failing. Mass extinction. So now they can just say, oh, it's the magnetosphere failing. It's a rift. And that's why 20 million sheep are dead. And then a hot day in Miami, and they're watching a baseball game, and everybody drops dead from what? The rift. Yes, they can explain anything away. Guy's walking down the street and he drops dead. Oh, the magnetosphere did it. Oh, was he? He wasn't poisoned or shot by them or by some microwave weapon or something. Oh, no. It's the weakening of the magnetosphere causing a rift. Oh, Lord, have mercy on my soul. But anyway, okay, let's talk about when two worlds collide. You know, you've heard that expression before. I first heard it when it was on Seinfeld. When George said it to Jerry, look up the episode, it's quite funny. But anyway, when two worlds collide, the first world consists of the first world consists of those who follow blindly and want their blood sucked from their lifeless bodies from Dr. Dracula Fauci and the Jesuit bloodthirsty cult, including the leaders of all the approximately 192 countries existing on this flat plane we call Earth. I like to squeeze that in. Tee off. Pick. Really tees off a lot of people. He goes, you must be nuts, he thinks it's flat. The second one consists of those who fight the bloodsuckers, but may succumb anyway since the vampire spike protein can be transmitted to the resistors without even getting bitten in the neck. This is called shedding, or the modern-day version of how vampires try to kill you. You know, this, folks, to me, it sounds like a great Hollywood movie, doesn't it? But unfortunately, the show is playing live for real on most all the streets in the world. And to me, the plot is really clear. This amounts to genocide, and it's just another of a long line of Vatican, Jesuit, and their minions in all these countries, orchestrated ones, carried out for centuries. Stalin, I did this is not in the article, but I always think of Father Joseph Stalin. Nobody knows he was a Jesuit priest, and when I say that, he said, well, he's nuts. He believes the earth is flat. Well, listen, this is how smart I am, smarty pants. If I say that, I'm liable to get away with anything, right? They'll think he's nuts, so they'll let me keep talking. Plus, I read their national anthem. I mean, the Chinese national anthem. I got a free pass, man. And anyway, this whole thing is quite... You have to laugh at it. I mean, you got to... How can you get through a day? You know, there's so many people depressed now. I get articles, you know, people talking to me. They go, I'm breaking up with my girlfriend because this world just sucks. And, you know, the whole thing is, don't worry about it. Live every moment like Michael Jordan. You know, he never worried about missing a shot that he didn't take yet. And you know what happened? He made more than anybody because he lived in the present. Live in the present and you'll live longer. You'll defeat these guys. Okay, the plot's clear, amounts to genocide. There are many clues which verify the above comments. If you really do, folks, take the time to study the hidden history of the culprits previously mentioned. And it's no mystery. I learned about this in the strangest of ways. I was a journalist. I believed everything that they I knew they lied as a journalist when I was young, and that was my chosen career. But I didn't know anything about this stuff. And so I ended up fortuitously in Rome, working and being there for over 6 years, and learned all about the Vatican Jesuit cult and everything. So boy, it was an awakening, let me tell you that. I've been trying to get this across to people for years and have been largely unsuccessful, I have to admit, but you got to keep plugging away, right? Live in the present. Don't worry about what happened in the past. Don't worry about the future. There is no future, Greg. There is no past. There's just what you're doing right this moment. Okay. If people knew that I was just fiddling with my pen, I'm thinking of Joe Biden. What's his present? I think I explained what I think about what they're trying to do with him installed, I might add illegally. But what is legal now? When you got the rulers of evil making laws, what do you expect? There are many clues. And then I, you know, on my website at gregantonysjournal.com, I stuck in two pictures. Got a picture, a doctor by day of Fauci, then I got him by night as Dracula by night. And there are clues, folks, all over the place. Mostly we went over those a lot of times, you know, like the obelisks, etc., etc. But most people just do what their blood-sucking owners tell them, don't they? Yep. And here's one clue sent to us today. It was sent to me today from a gentleman called Berwick. And I've seen him around. He does some pretty good stuff. He walks around and does some really enlightening, you know, good videos, I have to admit. When I'm not watching Seinfeld or Better Call Saul or Breaking Bad, I turn that on. He's one of a few. He sent this, a compass, calendar, a clock, and then I put in the Georgia Guidestones. In June, this to remind you, in June, I got to remind myself. In June of 1979, a man going by the pseudonym of R.C. Christian approached the Elberton Granite Fish Finishing Company with the task of building a monument. Christian explained that the stones would function as a compass, calendar, and clock, and should be capable of withstanding catastrophic events. He said that no one was to ever know his true identity or that of the group that he was represented. I think it was he worked for the Vatican Jesuit cult. He was a Masonic person, and the Knights of Templars were involved. And let me tell you, they probably even built it. He seemed to have an endless supply of money. Oh, sounds like the money laundering Vatican Bank to fund the project and by the terms of the legal contract. All plans had to be destroyed after completion and all information about him withheld from the public. Where's the press? Even back then, they must have sucked. Nothing fishy here at all, folks, says Mr. Berwick. In 1980, the stones were finished, known as America's Stonehenge. The 19-high, couldn't they build it bigger? 19-foot-high monument displays 10 guidelines, meant to reestablish the planet and society, perhaps after the apocalypse. In 12 languages, maintain humanity under 500 million? That's a lot. That's what they're doing now. They're cutting it down. You know, I was reading every quarter they put out the statistics of the number of births. And normally from 2011 till 2020 or so, when COVID started, it was 63,000 plus every quarter. So this quarter in 2022, it was 52,000. They haven't seen a drop like that at least in those 11 years. So we'll see about that. They want to kill a lot of people and get it down, right? The guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity. Yeah. Unite humanity with a living new language. They want one language. You know, in the Bible, didn't it say that God split in Babylon or something? He split the countries, gave them their own language so that we could get along better? Yeah. If we all spoke the same language, boy, it'd be terrible. Rule, passion, faith, tradition, all of these things with tempered reason. Don't have traditions. Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts. Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in a world court. Well, that sounds like the New World Order coming, huh? Avoid petty laws and useless officials. That means anybody that doesn't agree with the New World Order gets killed. Balance personal rights with social duties. Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. You know, I always learned this when I started covering the Jesuits and all of these minions in their governments. They always say the truth, and then it's a lie. If it's white, it's black. So it's always the opposite of what they say. So remember that. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Oh, yeah. Well, what about a killing of all these animals now? Leave room for nature. Yeah. Twice. They carry a tablet in front proclaiming, let these be guidestones of an age of reason. Great. The age of reason, enlightenment. Well, I interpreted it, and it means basically this. Interpreted the above just means mass extinction, depopulation, and genocide. Okay. Spike, you know, I was thinking we talk about all these things. There's, since the beginning of this, there's been so many doctors who've come out and told us the risks, and they've been deplatformed. They've had their feet come out from under them. They've been neutered. Everything. You can name anything. They just want to shut them up. And so you're not getting a second opinion. I mean, doesn't the medical community always say, get a second opinion? You know, I got a hangnail. I'm going to go get a second opinion. But now, see, everything's reversed. And that's why these guidestones should be interpreted as what I said. Because it's normal now to drop over dead after you take a this COVID poison shot. And they call it sudden adult death syndrome. Just remember the SIDS for babies? So they've created a new, if I just drop over, let's say you take the vaccination, 10 minutes later you drop over. Oh, that's not the protein, that's not the vaccination. It is the sudden adult drop over syndrome. Okay. So they always say really the opposite, you know, and many doctors, I mean, there are so many cases of people dying of all of these things. I mean, in this article I'm going to read to you until I run out of time, I got about, 6 minutes, 8 minutes, talks about the spike protein, and it talks about some of these are experimental drugs, so think about that. And they had tested mice in 2016 with much of what's going into humans now, and basically what happened was the mice many of them perish, but the ones that get out, they spread it to others, even if they didn't get the injection. So there's the shedding. And it did say that after the third generation, it wears off. And they said, oh, hopefully they're that kind to humanity. So this thing didn't pass the snuff test even with animals, but they're giving it to humans. And people are lining up like, oh, I got to take it to be safe. And now they want to give it to like six-month-old babies. How many shots does a kid get now until he's 18? Like 50. Well, anyway, there's an article. I wanted to read it. It's pretty good. It's a guy named Lee Merritt. I've heard his name, a doctor. Targeted DNA harvesting and damage, depopulation, globalist immune repairing DNA, and Dr. Dracula Fauci's spike protein medical tool for world genocide. And he wrote an article, and it said, eliminate the soul with medicine. And, you know, I have to say, if you've gone back to some of my old shows, I've said a long time, what's the goal? It's one world order, of course, one world religion, and they want to take your mind, body, and soul, everything. Okay, and that includes everything you own, everything you eat, drink, anything. So it's inclusive. They don't want to mess around. So Dr. Lee Merritt, and I'm going to read this to you, targeted, I read the headline, in the first 10 minutes or so, I guess they did an interview, and this guy, Dr. Lee Merritt, he was a world champion bodybuilder, Marine Corps surgeon, etc. And since 2019, he's been really looking into this COVID thing and trying to get at the bottom of what they're doing. And only zombies would really ignore this. I mean, and there's so many thousands of other doctors on board giving you so many different things that, you know, you deserve a second opinion. That's all I'm telling you. Yeah, but you can't even get a... The Second Amendment is gone. Second opinions in medicine is gone. What's left? Well, you have the Chinese United States of America. But in the first 10 minutes or so of this interview, Dr. Merritt points out that regardless of whether there is any such virus or not, it is the spiked protein that is making people sick. Early on, well, what was until the unprecedented scholarly papers were withdrawn from medical publications, proving that the spike protein had been derived from HIV, leaving no doubt that it was genetically engineered. When alternative news sites, a couple like Zero Hedge and others, picked up on that fact that the spike protein is the bioweapon, they were simply deplatformed, like many of the doctors, right? And thus began the complete betrayal of human life on Earth by the media, and that in the last 2 years has become the very embodiment of evil. I couldn't say that any better. No, it's perfect. And I chose this profession years ago. Shame on you. I didn't know. Dr. Merritt goes on to say this toxic nanoparticle, it's a synthetic pathogen, is not airborne. That's the big lie. It was spread manually in Wuhan, parts of Lombardy and New York City. Then a massive worldwide campaign was launched through a rigorously censored media and politicians either brought and paid for an incompetent or both to spread not a virus but the fear of the virus. That's why everything's turned around. I'm saying this. What's normal now is people dropping over dead. What's normal now is heart problems. What's normal now is blood clots that are huge in your body. All these things are normal. Yeah. But what's not normal is a little cough and a cold, a little fever, what was normally just called a common cold. That's not normal. You got to stay home 12 days and take another test. Take what? These tests are not valid, but people believe it. Dr. Merritt, like you said, the demonic charade was presided over and directed by mad scientist extraordinaire, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who facilitated between telling people they did not need to wear a mask or they should wear one to bed, or two masks or three masks or five masks. And like I said, that's why they tell me to say I denounce what I say about COVID, and then I say I don't denounce it. Pretty soon you don't believe me, right? Predictably, the majority of people already scared to death without doing the due diligence they do before they even buy a car, ran out and got themselves injected. with an unknown, unproven genetic agent containing DNA coding, instructions to produce the spike protein all over your body. The vaccine is the real bioweapon, and everything the vaccine is doing is causing these deaths. The PCR test doesn't work, folks, and never has worked. Even the guy who founded the PCR test said that. I don't think he's with us anymore. Leaving the existence of this so sad virus highly questionable, nah, there's no question. It is terrible, right? Well, anyway, it is the scientists themselves, through their manipulation of these particles to get them under the electron microscope, a two-week process, that are causing their mutation into what are being called viruses. Dr. Merritt points out that they are seeing in their electron microscopes only tiny specks. The pictures of the virus particle festooned all over the media are nothing but artist renditions. It is similar, and I'm going to end this and come back Friday for the remainder of this article. It's pretty good. It's kind of like the artist renditions of the Earth and what they show us about spaceships and space satellites. Satellites don't exist. I say that. They show us the space station. They show us pictures of the Earth. I mean, it's an artist rendition. They've been showing us since the 70s. In the start, they never, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, I'm going to draw the Earth and a round thing and send it in, and people go, oh, see what the Earth looked like today. So anyway, I'm going to have to read this, get to this remainder of the article. I'm running out of precious time here because I'm living in the present, not worried about tomorrow, not even worried about an hour from now. I'm worried about right this moment to make sure that I don't go overboard here, go over time, so that, well, I'm at, if I lived in the present here, I'm watching my clock. It's 20 through, it goes every second, you know. Anyway, there are limits to the present, huh? Anyway, Greg Anthony here, back on First Amendment Radio this Friday. Catch me here every Tuesday, Friday, on the greatest show on this plane.
Since the beginning of time, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, it has been borrowed, it has been purchased, it has been stolen. There's a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188 or visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, right here on FirstAmendmentRadio.com at 4 p.m. Eastern or 1 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit discountgoldandsilvertrading.net or call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, 1-800-375-4188.